Hello, this is Will from Opinion. Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues in elections in Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Thank you so much. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Leaning Democrat.
Thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Ron Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are you going to wait until November?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. Here's the first one. Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What about Ron Kirk?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Victoria Neve Criado?
Don't know that person.
Okay. What about Roland Gutierrez?
I know the name, but I don't know enough about that person.
Okay, what about Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about President Joe Biden?
What's the first one you said? Highly favorable?
Very.
Very favorable.
Okay, what about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Jasmine Simon?
Don't know that name.
Okay, thank you. What about Nathan Johnson?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Next, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Thank you so much. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one is the most important to you? Voting rights, local control, education, guns, or abortion?
Oh, that's a hard one to pick one. It's going to have to be... Abortion.
Okay. And if you had to choose a second one, which one will be the second most important? Voting rights, local control,
voting
education?
Rights. Okay. Voting rights.
Thank you so much. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-job, business-friendly message?
The second.
Thank you so much. Next, Ray, if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it has no impact in your opinion, on your opinion. First one. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their cultural war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen. Definitely, probably, or no impact.
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
It's only one law.
Same option.
But Israel's killing of Lionel Abdu's son echoes across.
Probably no impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Definitely
no impact.
No impact.
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Probably an impact.
Thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Which epidemic?
As long as we're alive. Fentanyl, the drug.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine and her husband had raised their three children in the Park Cities.
But when a journalist dies, the only
no impact.
Thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Probably impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense and problem-solving approach.
Definitely an impact.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
No impact.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
Probably an impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end a Republican's extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
Definitely an impact.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
They both sound really good, so I probably would still go with Liz because of name recognition.
Thank you so much. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Ray, if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. If Democrats are going to stand up to the extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely vote again, probably, or no impact.
Gosh, it might have an impact. I guess I'll say probably.
Okay, thank you. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there's no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today.
Well, I guess that's another good point, so I'll say probably.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a big-money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
No impact.
Thank you. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
No impact. Done that myself.
Thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and in preach for abuse of power.
No impact.
Thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for in a Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
I might go with.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, having heard all of this information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for the Texas State House should fight for? In your own words, in a small statement, please.
I think they need to fight for better women's reproductive position here in Texas.
Okay.
A more moderate reproductive position here in Texas.
Okay. Let me see if I understood correctly. Let me repeat your answer. I think they need to fight for women's reproductive rights or reproductive positions. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
55 to 64.
Thank you so much. What is the last grade that you completed in school? 11th grade, 12th grade, 12 plus, college grad, or graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? Do you consider yourself African-American? Thank you so
Caucasian.
Much.
Caucasian.
That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a good one. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.